Listen, tell me a little bit why you're joining me today. I know there's something happening this evening.
Yes, it's the highlight of the month. I mean, we all thought the super blue moon last week was spectacular. But we have the moon and the brightest planet in the sky, Jupiter, very close together this evening. So this will be even more spectacular. The super blue moon might have stolen the limelight last week, but really it was just the appetizer to tonight. Even this morning, early risers got to see the moon with Jupiter just to the left of. They'll be even closer tonight with Jupiter just to the right of the moon. So you need to watch over in the east as they're rising. Depends where you are in the country, between 9:30 and 10 p.m. the moon will rise. And then for the rest of the night, you'll see that glorious star, in quotes, blazing next to the moon. That's actually the planet Jupiter, 1,700 times further away than the moon is. I'm going to set up telescopes this weekend to show people Jupiter up close.
Jupiter is something people are not that familiar with. Does it happen very often that we get to see Jupiter blaze beside the moon?
Yes, Jupiter is visible, well-placed, for about 6 months of the year as the brightest star in the sky, apart from the planet Venus when it's on view. And it can get really high up in the dead of night, which Venus can never do. So it's by far the most prominent object you'll ever see in the night sky that isn't the moon. And if you even go a pair of binoculars and hold them steady, you can see the moons of Jupiter itself as tiny stars close in. Now, when you add in a big telescope, you see the moons easily, and you can see the cloud belts, even sometimes the great red spot. And because it's a huge planet, 11 times wider than the Earth, it's always a good view in a telescope, and it's coming up as the sort of one of the star attractions, if you like, of the big annual telescope festival, which is on this weekend, on Saturday night, Starbecue, a barbecue under the stars in the dark skies of the Wicklow Mountains that everybody in the 32 counties comes to.
It sounds absolutely something to look forward to, and hopefully you'll get the weather on your side. If there's cloud cover tonight, of course, that's going to impact on what we can see looking out at the moon. Before we leave things, David, perhaps you might just share a couple of contact details with us, because there might be people who will maybe look to get the magazine, Astronomy Ireland, or even check out the website.
Yes, indeed. I mean, there's a full description of tonight's event, best viewing, a diagram showing what it will look like. We're hopeful that the country is going to be pretty clear. There's a good weather forecast for once. And if you want to get the magazine, it costs around €1 a week. So if you're interested in stargazing, why not? We're looking for new people to join the society all the time, just beginners. And you can do it all on our website, which is astronomy.it. And that's where you'll find tickets for the big barbecue, telescope festival at the weekend. Get to that at least once in your life. Saturn will be on view with its rings as well. And the rest of the wonders of the universe, talks, barbecues, exhibitions. It's a great night out. So hopefully we'll see hundreds of people there at the weekend. And people can check up on astronomy.ie, at least follow us on social media. As I said, you've got €1 to spare. Join Astronomy and get the magazine. There's loads more in the magazine than we could ever put on our website.
As always, incredibly enthusiastic when you're speaking about all things celestial. David, a real pleasure. Have a good day, and apologies again.